The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to read two very interesting portions found in the first epistle of Peter. Now, I shall just read them. You can jot down the passages and read them at your leisure. The first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, and we shall read together at the verse 24, which says, "Who," referring to our Lord Jesus, "who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Now, shall we read in the same epistle, chapter 5, and verse 7, which says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Now, I would just like to suggest that in the first passage, that would be, of course, in 1 Peter 2 and 24, we have our Lord Jesus Christ brought before us as the sin bearer. That's what he sustained upon the cross in dying for the guilty, for the sinner, in dying for the lost. But more about that in a moment or two. And then in the second passage, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, he is brought before us now in another way. Not the sin bearer, but the burden bearer. And of course, this is a message in a special way to his own, who may be sorrowing, passing through trials, or feel that you have a burden that is hard to be borne. And the word to you, the word to his own dear children is, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Now, you can be sure that that verse does not belong to you unless you first know our Lord Jesus Christ as the sin bearer. Now, frequently you have heard people say, speaking to an unsaved man or woman, or even a boy or a girl, something like this: "Would you not like to lay your sins upon Jesus? Wouldn't you like to get rid of that burden that you are bearing, that burden that seems to weigh you down and grows heavier each day?" And you see, that's a very, very wrong approach, a decidedly wrong approach, and certainly contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. In the first place, you could not lay your sins upon the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is not here. He is yonder in the glory. And in the second place, you could not lay your sins upon him, for it's certain that you could not even remember them all. And listen, one sin, if unforgiven, would separate you from God for all eternity. Just one sin, if unforgiven, if that sin has not been atoned for, would separate you from God for all eternity. And so we're going to tell you a little bit now about the sin bearer. Is it necessary to say that according to the Word of God, in the third chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, where we come across a statement like this, it's one of the divine indictments. It says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And even although I may never have laid an eye upon you, and you may be possibly hearing my voice today for the first time, but I am repeating to you what the Word of God solemnly declares, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, regardless of environment, regardless of opportunities that may have come your way. The Word of God solemnly states that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, it did not say that all have sinned to the same degree. There are those, quite likely, that you could look down upon today, and you could say truthfully, I wouldn't think to stoop to do some of the things that they have done. I have never been guilty of what characterized so-and-so. And you could perhaps say that even truthfully. But you will admit, will you not, that you have sinned once. Or you say, yes, I have sinned many times, for even the very thought of foolishness is sin. And aside from that, the Word of God says, all have sinned. and come short of the glory of God. Now, it wouldn't be very good news, would it, if we couldn't go beyond that, if we merely could emphasize the sinfulness of sin, and yes, the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and bring you in, as the Word of God does, guilty before God. And you see, if that truth laid hold of your heart and your conscience today, that you are guilty, and that that sin, if it has not found you out, will find you out eventually, for the Word of God surely, clearly tells us, be sure, your sin will find you out. Now, admitted then that you are a sinner, and maybe have sinned against God, and those sins are disturbing you. I'm so happy and I'm so thankful to God that today I can tell you that there is a sin bearer. I can tell you about the sin bearer. Did we not read in that very first portion, for instance, which goes like this, who his own self, Jesus, his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. And yes, I like to think of that in connection with the wonderful 53rd of Isaiah, where sin is accounted for, I'll tell you, taken up by the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course it's a prophetic statement, but was fulfilled to the very letter in our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, will you, to this, Isaiah 55, 53 and verse 5, well, verses 5 and 6. But he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You know, you could read that too, and you could put in there the personal pronoun, and you could say, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. And you know, salvation is a very, very personal thing. However, what's on my heart now is found specially too in the next verse, which says, all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way. Now listen to this. And the Lord, God, Jehovah, hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, it fills my heart with unspeakable delight to just take a little retrospect, to go back in my thoughts to that place called Calvary, where our Lord Jesus Christ was sustaining the wrath of God against sin and for sin, not his own. He was bearing in his own body on the tree my guilt and my sin, that I wouldn't need to come in to judgment for it. And I thank God that I bowed my heart. I praise him that I trusted him as my own personal Savior. I owned my guilt and I owned my sin. But you know, it's necessary to own and to accept the sin bearer. You see, it isn't enough to know that Christ died for sin, that he died upon the cross, and that he became the sin bearer. What is essential and what has to be before you can enter into the good of the salvation of God, you must personally receive him, accept him as the one who became answerable to God for all your guilt and all your sin. You see, if you believe that right today, you'd no longer be worried about where you're going to spend eternity. You'd no longer be worried about your sin. The burden would be gone. Now listen, it isn't possible for your sin to be on the Lord Jesus Christ and on you at the same time. If our God took your sin, if you are a sinner and guilty, and laid it upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then that means that you go free. Oh, if you've never trusted him, if you've never seen him as such, wouldn't you like to receive him as a sin bearer, as a sin purger today? And I'll tell you what would happen. Your sins would be gone, eternally gone. Your burden of guilt would be gone, and a peace and a joy that passeth all understanding would become yours, and yours at the very split second you trust the Son of God. You'd be able to say, thank God, he is not only the Savior of sinners, as we so often sing, Christ is the Savior of sinners, but you'd be able to say, thank God, Christ is the Savior for me. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Oh, wouldn't you like to trust Him? Wouldn't you like to receive Him? Wouldn't you like to make Him your very own today? How it would thrill my heart to know that some listening in who have had long since the burden of guilt and of sin upon your conscience, and you've been trying one thing and another, practically everything that might have been suggested to you, and you say, my burden grows heavier day by day. I want someone to take the burden of guilt and of sin. Well, I'm glad to tell you that God, who knew your sin, if you are a sinner and conscious of it, He laid them upon His darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was crushed under the load of guilt and of sin. He didn't merely suffer from the hands of man. That would have been so much, but it wouldn't have taken away sin. But God laid on Him our guilt, and God laid on Him our sins. And when God put upon Him that heavy load, that heavy burden of guilt and sin, not His own, He cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Now listen, right where you are, if you would receive the Lord Jesus Christ into a good and honest heart, if you'd confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, listen to this, Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do it today, friend. Receive Him as your personal Savior. The opposite line, Good News Hour, care of the station to which you're listening, or Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. May God bless you, is our prayer.